The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Enjoy ultra-fast speeds up to 10 times faster than Sky's standard broadband.
Now we're going to go to Monaghan and Stephen Larmour. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Oliver. How are you?
Very well. You're a butcher.
I'm a butcher, yes, I am. Yes.
You're creating a fair stir because there's a Kinder Bueno sausage. The Examiner is onto it because of the Cork connection. You better tell us how this is. Tell us what it is, first of all.
Look, sure, we're all a wee bit mad in Monaghan, are we not, Oliver?
Yeah, yeah. We're the Italy. We're the Italy of Ireland without the weather.
Look, we're a traditional butcher shop. I'm a third generation butcher. It's a traditional sausage that my grandfather made, my father made and tweaked, and then I come along and I made and tweaked. And it literally is exactly what it says in the tin. It's a traditional pork sausage with Kinder Bueno in it.
Okay.
And it really works.
Where did you get this idea for this abomination?
We've tried lots of combinations. So we've tried Stilton and marmalade, chili and chocolate. As I was telling one of your colleagues there.
Sorry, marmalade?
Stilton and marmalade, yeah.
Stilton and marmalade, okay, yeah. And then you put chocolate in it.
We were doing a chili and chocolate as well. So we were.
Oh yeah, that doesn't sound bad. Yeah.
Telling one of your colleagues there, we do a hog roast, which is like a pork sausage with a caramelised red onion and apple in it as well.
Oh, that's
went
nice.
Down very well as well.
Yeah.
The chocolate works in the sausage. The hazelnut is pretty inoffensive as well. So just a wee bit of tweaking to get the Bueno into it, and we have done it. Like it has worked. Look, there's yay and nay for us, but you're never going to please everybody. But you're 98%. Actually enjoy them and has come back for them.
Are your children responsible for this?
My kids on a Sunday morning would have pancakes every Sunday morning, and one of the little lads would put Nutella and roll a sausage in it. So we were kind of looking at this, so we were, and saying, right, this might work. And then myself and two of the other lads there, James and Glenn, we were just talking about what sausage would we make there last week, so the week before actually, for the barbecuing, because people want something a wee bit different there for barbecuing, and it's kind of a talking point as well, you know, that kind of thing.
Yes, certainly is.
And so one of them said, well, right, so will we try this Bueno? As I said to your colleague there a while ago there as well, there was a lot of stuff dumped before we got it right, so it was. but we have it right now, and it's working like.
Yes, so you're selling them, people are buying it.
We're selling out nearly every day. Just before I come on now, that's what it was at. I was just making again for today now, so we were like.
It's one of the things people say don't do in life is to see how sausages are made. So, can you explain to us how the Kinder Bueno, are you smashing it up like a kind of McFlurry sausage thing? I don't know how to describe
it. It's the same as I was saying there a while ago to your colleague. How do you get the fig roll into the fig?
Yeah.
Nobody knows that.
Okay, right, so you're not going to tell us.
Look, it is a pork sausage with Kinder Bueno in it. We actually do. We smash it up and put it into it, yeah.
So your wee fella who came up with it, is he actually eating them and going, yeah, this is my creation, and he wants his name probably on it?
No, well, whenever we're making them, are you making Kinder Bueno sausage? Are you making Kinder Bueno sausage? That's them there now, is it? He's very keen. Look, sausage gets bad publicity, so they do. Nowadays, everything has to be good into them, so it is. As I was saying, we're three generations of butchers. It takes a lot to build a reputation, but it takes very little to ruin a reputation, so you have to have it right.
And so the best is from Cork, apparently.
Well, look, that's where we've been buying our pork this last number of years there, so we find it very inconsistent there, so it is. It's been very good. It comes through Duffy's Pork and Bacon or Connolly Meats there. There'll be local suppliers of ours, so they'll be supplying us with the stuff. And Staunton's Pork has come out miles ahead of them, like, being quite honest with you, yeah.
You know, I started out kind of thinking this is a terrible idea, but now the more I think of it, when you're talking about it being rolled in a pancake or even just in white bread, because that's quite sweet anyway, it may work. And there's a hazelnutty, because obviously
it's more the hazelnutty flavour you're getting in it, so you are with your chocolate, like, so it is. And like, hazelnut is actually, it's a nice nut, so it is, like, so it is. And it's pretty inoffensive, so it is. Kinder Bueno is nice, it's just the sweetness, but we've kind of reduced that sweetness a wee bit out of them, so we had it quite a wee bit of tweak in there, that they're not just a kind of a real sickly flavour, but they're not actually, they're good, and you can really get that hazelnutty flavour to it, so you can't, like.
There's a text in here, because I was wondering where the, because we had Cork, you have Monaghan Butcher, Cork Meat, and the Kinder Bueno, apparently it's Kinder belongs to Ferrero here in Piemonte, in mad
right.
Italy. Which realm of madness are you inputting to us here in Italy, says Deirdre, Tortona in Piemonte in Italy.
I'm open to sell the patent.
yeah, exactly. So you can kind of go, it's an Italian delicacy.
Yeah. It really has worked. And look, I would be quiet enough for myself. I wouldn't be into the limelight. So, and this last week, I think it's just
absolutely gone crazy.
Like, okay. it really has gone crazy. It's kind of beyond belief, being honest with you. And like, we are literally just a humble butchers in Newbliss doing our thing day to day, and it's just really spiral out of control. So, what has like?
And for the uninitiated, that's the very top of Monaghan, because when you look at a map, like if you're watching UTV and you see a little a bite out of Northern Ireland, that's North Monaghan, isn't it? So that's just kind
of that's it. That's where like we're sitting in between, as you know, we're sitting in between Cavan, Coutil, Clonus, Monaghan. Like, we're a small little village here with an Martin's Apple Green filling station. We have three pubs as well. And a butcher, so you kind of, we have no bank, no credit union, so you kind of need to reinvent yourself all the time to keep people coming to you. You know that kind of way, like we
and do in fairness, like they wouldn't come up with a Kinder Bueno, a sausage and Cavan. They just wouldn't have the creativity to be honest.
That's where I served my time over there many moons ago. So
you've too many customers now. How many slagging
for the girl? I got a lot of Cavan customers as well. So we're doing throughout the area.
Absolutely, Stephen Larmer, and best of luck to all in the Larmer's Butchers, and keep the Kinder Bueno pork sausages with Cork meat and Italian delicacy in it. Good luck to you.
Yeah, and we're giving a good shout out tomorrow and on Sunday as
absolutely.
Well. Bring the old stuff in.
Mina Khan Abu on Saturday, Friday and Saturday.
Sorry, that's it.
Thanks a million. Look after yourself.
Thank you.
51551 is the text. We'll take a break.